Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, it continues and continues. I'm grinding away on this stuff here, but I've got, man, this week just vanished on me. I don't even know what the hell happened. But
this week absolutely flew. It's been pretty hectic over here, so I definitely get what you're going through.
It's mind-numbing, actually. I can't even, I mean, I woke up this morning kind of going, what the hell? It's Friday, you know.
It's the funniest thing. This last like month or two, I swear, I wake up Monday, and then the next thing you know, I'm having lunch on Friday. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's impossible to keep up with the anyway, and we're ramping up into. I've got all kinds of stuff all over the place that we're working. That we're just, you know, with this potential move we're doing. It's just kind of all consuming right at the moment. I haven't been on the phone every day with the various and sundry parties involved in trying to get a lease negotiated and then line up, you know, the moving is
it's a pain in the ass.
we're moving a lot of equipment, and it's a lot of insulation and getting it all kind of.
You guys have a location locked in though already?
Well, we should hear today. We've been negotiating for a building, and hopefully it's locked in. If it doesn't happen, then we're not moving. We're stuck where we are for another few years because there's nothing else available in the area.
Oh, really?
We have to build something if this doesn't go through. So that's one of the big pushes to keep the pressure on here to make this happen before somebody else comes in and makes an offer.
Yeah. Do they kind of realize that that's your only option there? Is that kind of why they're squeezing you?
Well, no. Right now we've been, there's been another company that was trying to get in there, which we're pretty sure is out now. But there was a pot growing company. I think I told you that.
I remember you mentioning that.
They're pretty much out of it. So it's just back and forth with, you know, with offer, counter offer. And
interesting.
It works because you can't move if you can't pay the rent either, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be more than the location you're at right now, because I think
you said
it was like double the size.
You know, so the rent's a little bit more, but there's some, and it's a weird deal because it has its own power substation, and so we're negotiating the power rates and stuff because we use a lot of power and the rate's much better than. The one we're working on is going to be much better than when we get here, so it'll help mitigate the extra expense in rent, and so there's, you know, it's just all quite a deal, and then, you know, we're going to have 3 months to move, but that's going to mean running the business in two places.
Yeah, that's literally almost running two separate businesses there for a while.
Yeah, and so it means I got trucks and forklifts and all this sort of stuff to try to get all sorted out. Know exactly what it's going to cost, and
when you make that move, is there any like regulation or like calibrating you're going to have to do there with all your equipment? Do you have to get it all rechecked, or is it?
Well, no. Fortunately, we do all that in house. It's all you know. There's air, water, and hydraulic, or air, water, power, some hydraulics on all the machines that get disconnected and reconnected, and in order to do it, we can't afford. You know, you can't just shut down for a couple of months and move because, you know, at $250,000-$300,000 a month in sales, that would be bankrupt. You know, so we're trying to do it with a total outage of 8 hours on a facility, which means coordinating. You know, which machines get moved when, and you know that they move in the morning and they're running by the night, and so it's quite the logistical nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds like you got your hands full. You guys said you're able to operate 24 hours too, right? With the equipment you have.
Yeah, we run 24/7, and we have to because otherwise we don't make our deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
And we got customers that are customers that are expanding that you know, and so their needs are going up, and you know, and so at the in the process of it all, I've got a new job that has to come online. In December, and then more that are, you know, it's just the ongoing stuff has to keep going, and so you got a job that has to has to start delivery that we're you know, 3/4 of the way through building the tool for, but it's got to get in the machine and get running.
Mm-hmm.
In December, which is when we're really going to be ramping up to get ready to, you know, really, you know, it just complicates it all because okay, so we have to get this brand new job up and running, which is going to take a lot of time that we'd otherwise be prepping, you know, to get stuff moving. And so it's just mind-numbingly complicated amount of stuff to do. And then on top of all, then I've got issues with getting people lined up and make sure that everybody's going to be able to put in the you know, lots of overtime and stuff, because that's what it's going to take to make it happen. And you know, it's just
yeah, I can't even, like, I know you guys have probably a ton of, you know, loyal customers you've had for years in and years out. Like, are they aware of the situation too? Like, are they kind
well,
of
well, we haven't told anybody we're moving yet, because we don't know for sure we are.
That's true.
We'll know in the next few days, in which case then we'll start coordinating. And we're already getting, you know, we're getting forecasts for the next few months of people's stuff, and we'll, and that's one of the, see, the other thing is I got to figure out how to put an extra, you know, a lot of stuff into inventory here, so we're
mm-hmm.
so we got to be running stuff up into inventory that we wouldn't otherwise, that based on what machines have to shut down and what, you know, like, we have some machines that we can't just, you know, we got like 4 machines that are all using a second piece of equipment to power the stuff for them. Well, we can't move 4 machines to get them up and running in one day, but I can't not deliver parts, so I have to get those ones, plan those ones to run stuff up and up far enough in advance that we can afford a week shutdown on which ones, and this, you know, and
yeah.
Yeah, it's a fair bit of logistically much of a nightmare, you know. And
yeah.
Of course, in all of that, in the process, we're also putting in a silo where we are here, which is it's a portable silo, but it's in the process of going in, because it's going to save us a bunch of money on material, and because then we're going to bring material in bulk instead of in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's just stuff going on all over the place, and I've got you know, calls every day from various customers that are saying, "Hey, I got this new project." <It's> like, huh. Yeah, sure, we'll just jump right on that. And you can't really not, because you know, if someone has, you know, then they go somewhere else, right? So you know, it's a really interesting time here.
Yeah, you guys are also just in an interesting situation too, just because with the companies that I've spoken to in this industry, you know, they have their few, like, repeat customers, and that's really about it. And it sounds like you guys have more than you can even.
Well, we have potential to get into some really, you know, we're a relatively small company, and especially in our industry, we're tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some opportunities here with this. You know, we have this new Capri developed that solves some problems, and we've got opportunities to get into some very, very big producers of in cosmetics and stuff that could explode our business. It's one of the things driving us to move is we need the space. Right now, I mean, we have a machine coming that is that I have no place to put. So, but it's coming, and we need to run it. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, it might be moving my office out to shove a machine in here, you know, for a month or two while we get all this done. It's a little bit of a nut house, but
you gotta,
you know, I mean, it's all in a good way, rather than trying to figure out how the hell we're gonna, you know, do it. And the only big problem is doing it all with at the same time, getting everything done and not collapsing the whole thing at the same time.
Yeah,
because you can grow yourself to death too, and that's a challenge.
Yeah, I definitely get what. I definitely get
so,
what you're saying.
Anyway, it's been one of those things, and because we're winding down to where we should be finalizing the thing for the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been, you know, really the focus for the week is to get.
Yeah, you said you should know by the end of today, or you're meeting with them today.
I'm expecting to hear from. Our broker today, you know, there's this is all through you know, we have a broker, they got a broker, you know how that.
Yeah, back and forth.
Directly to the, and that the company that owns the building is, it's part of a whole complex that they own. It's a trust on the East Coast, so you know it's a, you know, there's a lot of telephone going on in you know, here we tell you this, and then you tell them, and then they'll tell them, and then.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the building as of right now? Is it?
No, it's empty actually right now. They're using it for some storage and stuff, but basically it's been empty for a couple of years.
Wow.
They haven't had a tenant in there. So for us, that's good news because.
Exactly. I was going to say, I mean, it sounds like they'd want to get the process going as soon as possible there if they haven't had anyone in there.
Yeah, and they're about $400,000 down in rent over the last couple of years, you know, so.
Oh, then they need about anybody they can get at this point then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and so, but we're driving a pretty hard bargain with what we, you know, because it's going to cost us so much to move, we're basically having them pick up some of that cost.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's where some of the issues come in.
Yeah.
We're picking it up in the way of free rent, you know, and stuff. And so we're asking for, you know, a lot of time in the building before we got to pay anything. Because it's going to cost us.
Well, yeah, you're not going to make any money off of it for a while. So.
Exactly. So it's a big battle. In any case, yeah, I still haven't gotten there.
No, you're fine. I mean, you definitely have had your hands full here with the negotiating here. It sounds like hopefully you should get some good news or some more news here by the end of the day.
A lot of the picture for us in all kinds of stuff, you know, because if we don't move, then we got to look at how the hell we need to do here. And
yeah.
And then if we do move, then you know, it's full speed ahead again.
Mhm.
You know, so mm-hmm. so that's important information to have, you know. So
definitely.
Anyway,
definitely.
Hopefully I'll have that, and I got all your stuff here. I'm just trying to grind through and get it out of my controller here, and she's been wrapped up in all this other stuff too, which has been, and you know, that's all this new stuff is fine and dandy, but then there's all the regular stuff that goes on and.
Sure.
Stuff and personnel problems and one thing and another, you know, it's an exciting place.
Well, yeah, once you guys get the answer there, hopefully you do today, that'll kind of definitely depict what it is you guys are going to be planning forward, and then that'll kind of help us actually too on the approval for you. We'll be able to kind of know the situation for what you guys have going forward, and then once we get that over, we'll get you some answers here, and you'll have an offer there that's good for 90 days. That'll kind of give you a good basis too for what you guys are going to have allotted to you.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we're pushing on it. Hopefully, you know, it's unlikely I'll get through it today because all this other stuff. I got, you know, meeting after meeting here today. But but otherwise, we'll hopefully get it in the next couple of days anyway and get it over to you.
All right, Andy. Well, good luck today. Hopefully the negotiating goes well and you guys can get that new lot there. If anything does come up, definitely let me know. Otherwise, we'll try and touch base here mid-next week and see how it went.
Sounds good. All right,
Andy. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be in touch.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.